We're reading from Talmud Esar HaSfirot, Volume 4, Part 12. We are in page Aleph Resh Hey, Item Resh Gimel, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions during the lesson through Kab.TV. Chosen relevant questions shall be heard during the lesson. Part 12, page Aleph Resh Hey, Item Resh Gimel, the words of the Ari. However, when Bechinot Nehi grew, only the Bechina of Nehi in each edge of them grew. Therefore, the matter of the Ibur conception is only in the Bechina of Nehi, only it is in every edge of Vak. Again, however, when the Bechinot of Nehi grew, only the Bechina of Nehi of each edge of them grew. Therefore, the matter of the conception is only the Bechina of Nehi, only it is in each and every edge of Vak. Let's move on. Item Resh Daled. Later, in Yenika cycling, also the Bechinot of Chagat of each and every edge from Vak of Bon are being scrutinized, and also Chagat of each edge of Vak of the new Ma came and were connected, and now the Vak were completed. Each edge is included from Vak of Bon and also of Ma. Again. Later in Yenika Sakling, also the Bechinot of Chagat of each edge from Vak of Bon are being scrutinized. And also Chagat of each edge from Vak of the new Ma came and were connected. And therefore now, Vak were completed, each edge is included from Vak of Bon and also of Ma. Adem Reshei, and later in Gadlut, greatness. First came Chabad of each edge of Vak of Bon, and Chabad of each edge from Vak of Ma. So it turns out that Vak of Zeranpin already were completed, each from 10 Sefirot of Ma and Bon. Therefore, they are called Mochin of Gadlut, greatness of Vak, of the names of Ma and Bon, and thoroughly understand. Again, and later in Gadlut, greatness, first came Chabad of each edge, Katze, of Vak of Bon, and Chabad of each edge, Katze, from Vak of Ma. It turns out that Vak of Zeranpin were already completed, each from 10 Sefirot of Ma and Bon. Therefore, they're called Mochin of Gadlut, greatness of Vak, of the names Ma and Bon, and thoroughly understand. Let's read below, Inner Light, Adam Resh Hey. In Gadlut, greatness came Chabad first of each edge of Vak. It turns out that Vak of Zeranpin already were completed, each from 10 Sefirot of Ma and Bon. Meaning the Bechina of Gadlut, greatness, which he acquires in the second conception, the first one, which comes immediately after 2 years of sakling, then he purchased the completion of the vessels of Rahab, since it raises man to Abaveima from the Bechina of the Achora and the behind of the second division of Nikudim, which returns to Abaveima to the Bechina of Rosh. And anyway, there's still Abba ve'ima in a state of Panim Ba'achor, face to back. Therefore, also Zeranpin attains 10 vessels in completion by the bringing down of the lower hay from day 9 and the return of Yitzchak to his degree. However, he won't be able to receive only from the Achoraim, from the behind of Ima, which are called Vak of Ima of Gadlut, greatness. Therefore, the Mochin, these Mochin are called in the name of Mochin of Vak to indicate that it has 10 Sefirot, 10 whole Sefirot, Still, they are but the Bechina of Vak, because there is no coupling in the Bechina of his Rosh yet, and then the lights of Rosh with the lights of Chagat are almost equal to one another, because both of them are the Bechina of covered Chasadim, and there is no illumination of Chochmah there, which is called Rosh. Therefore, they are re-explained above, that it is now considered that there are four thirds in each one of the Chagat, meaning that the two thirds of Galgalta and Enayim of Rosh and two thirds of Galgalta and Enayim in Chagat, they are 1 degree, and two thirds remained in Nehi. Item Reishvav, the words of the Ari. Now Gar came in one time. Each of them is included from 10 Sefirot of Bon and 10 Sefirot of Ma. And then the Zer'an Pin is called Gadol, big and whole, 13 years old. And then Keter of Ma and of Bon enters all 10 Sefirot of Keter in one day. And therefore it is 13 years old and one day. Again. And then came Gar in one time. Each of them is included from 10 Sefirot of Bon and 10 Sefirot of Ma. And then Zer'an Pin is called Gadol and whole, big and whole, 13 years old. So we're talking about 9 years and one day and 13 years and one day. What is happening in between? And later, Keter of Ma and of Bon enters the whole 10 Sefirot of Keter in one day, and therefore it is 13 years old in one day. Okay, do we have questions and answers about 13 years? Mochin of 9 years in one day, yes, it's possible. So the question is in page Aleph, Reish, Samechtet, question 90, Tzadik Mochin of Bon, 9 and 1 day. Mochin of Ben, 9 and 1 day. Page Aleph Reish Samech Tet, question 90, Tzadik Mochin of Ben, 9 and 1 day. Mochin of Ben, 9 years and 1 day. There are internals and surroundings of Ima of Katnut smallness, and internals and surroundings of Abba of Katnut smallness. Because then Gar of Hei Chasadim come down, which are the Bechina of Lamed Mem of Tzelem of Hei Chasadim, which are Gar, Chabad. And then Chagat of Hei Chasadim are rejected from vessels of Chabad of Zer'an Pin to the vessels of Chagat, and they clothe the vessels of Chabad. And also Chagat of Hei Chasadim reject Netzach and Hod from Chesed and Gvura to the vessels of Netzach and Hod of Zer'an Pin, and they see the way they talk. Netzach and Hod reject them from Chesed and Gvura. What? The hands are stretching and are pushed out, and they come out from the legs. We have to understand what we're talking about. Growth, but in values, like it really sounds bad, like vessels in Kelim. And also Chagat of Five Chasadim, they reject Netzach and Hod from Chesed and Gvura to the vessels of Netzach and Hod of Zer'an Pin, and they clothe Chagat. And these surroundings of Abba are clothed inside the upper three-thirds of Nehi of Tvuna. And now Zer'an Pin is completed in his 9 Sefirot from the perspective of the light of Ruach, and it is now worthy to raise man to Mochin of Holada, Mochin of Procreation. Let's move on. So we're moving on to item Reish Vav, Inner Light, page Aleph Reish Vav, item Reish Vav, Inner Light. Gar in one time, each of them is included from 10 Sfirot of Bon and 10 Sfirot of Ma. And then the Ranpin is called Gadol, Great and Whole, 13 years old. This is done by the second conception after 9 years and 1 day. Then it rises man from the Achoraim, from the behind of Abba Vima. This is what he's saying, the second conception after 9 years and 1 day. There is the first conception. Ibur Aleph, this is 2 years. There is the second conception, 9 years and 1 day. And there is the second conception in Gadlut, in greatness, when they actually receive Mochin, after 13 years. So don't get confused. He doesn't just say a second conception, he says 12 after 9 years and 1 day. We don't say the first conception, second conception, and the third conception. No. For we only have two types of vessels, vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. Therefore, this is how we speak first and second conception. But we need to understand that in growth there are a few steps where we say about the second conception, meaning vessels of reception gradually enter and starting to be used. Therefore, we say second conception after 9 years and 1 day, and also second conception after 13 years and 1 day. So there is a difference. There is a different era for the corrections of the vessels and the entrance of the lights. Again, and this is done by the second conception after 9 years and 1 day. Then it rises mind from the behind of Abba Ve'ima of the Bechina of Vav and a point. This man return Abba Ve'ima face to face, and then Ima draw the illumination of Chochma from Abba, which are the true Gar, which extend to Zeranpin in 4 years, from 9 years and 1 day until 13 years. However, the emergence of the Mochin in Abba Ve'ima, all the Naranchai came out at once. And this is what Ari wrote, that Gar came at once, meaning in their emergence in Abba Ve'ima. However, the conception, Yenika and Mochinova, came out in 3 couplings of Abba Ve'ima, which were special. And all these actions are in between souls, in the connection between them, in overcoming the will to receive, which burns between them. So this is the request from Abba Ve'ima. This is what the light is coming from her, the light that corrects the vessels of bestowal, meaning in small coarseness, the light that corrects the vessels of reception in greater coarseness, or it rises just above the will to receive, and that is called katnut, smallness, the light that rises above the will to receive with the ability to work with the will to receive, which is called gadlut, greatness, meaning not only bestowing in order to bestow upon others, rather to receive in order to bestow upon others, meaning to receive other desires and fulfill them. And they're not other desires anymore, rather he receives them as general desires. So we're all always talking about the same vessel. There is no difference here between one to the other. How else can we see it from us? From Malchut, which gathers all souls together. It cannot be that if a person is not included together with the rest of the souls, that he is included in Malchut or is rewarded over revelation or any spiritual action. It can't be. Malchut is the gathering of Israel. In it, all the souls are already together to the extent that you want to be included in your place. They're all there in their corrected form already. You want to be corrected? Please go ahead, enter amongst everyone else to the extent that you want to pray for everyone else. That is called the prayer of the prayer, the messenger of the prayer. By doing so, you come to the request for the light that he forms, and then it is happening to you according to the request that we read about here. Reish Zayin. Item Reish Zayin, the words of Dari. And now we shall clarify these discernments. How are they done? By conception and suckling and mochin. Ibur yenika and mochin. In the beginning of the conception, there was a coupling. And then the drop came out in the bechina of 10 malchuyot, in these 10 sefirot of externality. And then in the conception, these external 10 sefirot were completed. All of them are bat nehi. And this is in the way of general, meaning that the nehi there is in each one of these 9 sefirot of the externality were completed. So of course, all the parts are there, as we say, only we are talking about the intensity of the action in spirituality. In spirituality, we do not see parts, desires. We see them only to the extent that they can act in order to bestow. What can't, or it's either they're under a restriction or they're in the breakage, meaning in the shells. So we're not talking about the desires. The desires, nothing happens with them. We are talking about a part of the desires, meaning, let's put it this way, we're talking about the whole of the desires and the intensity with which we can work with them in order to bestow. So now we can work with them in order to bestow to an extent, to a degree that is called Nehi. Again, item Reish Zayin, and now we shall clarify this Bechinot, how they're done by Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin. And in the beginning of the conception, there was a coupling. And then came out the drop in the Bechina of 10 Malchuyot, that these 10 Sefirot of externality has. And then in the conception, these 10 external Sefirot were completed, where they're all but Nehi. And this is in the way of general, meaning that the Nehi there are in each one of these 9 Sefirot of externality were completed. The first connection between the souls is when that drop starts developing. As he says, and then came out the drop from the Bechina of 10 Malchuyot, there are in these 10 Sefirot, etc. Yes. Oh, time is up. Let's move on to the third part of the lesson. But before we do, let's sing a song together.
Shabbat shalom.